This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with U.S. President Joe Biden in his hometown Delaware, Wilmington, a short while ago. In a special gesture, the U.S. President hosted Mr. Modi at his residence at Greenville in Delaware. The meeting between the two leaders lasted for an hour. In a social media post, President Biden said the United States partnership with India is stronger, closer, and more dynamic than any time in history. The two leaders discussed a range of issues aimed at strengthening ties between India and the United States. Following the bilateral talks, Mr. Modi will engage with leaders from the Quad nations and attend the Quad summit, where global challenges like climate change and emerging technologies will be on the agenda. During the Quad summit, a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies are expected to be discussed among the members of the grouping. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the discussions throughout the day will contribute to making the planet better and addressing key global challenges. Upon his arrival at Philadelphia International Airport yesterday, Mr. Modi was greeted with a rousing welcome by members of the Indian diaspora who had gathered in large numbers to show their support. They were chanting, "Modi, Modi." The Prime Minister witnessed Garba performed by members of the Indian diaspora in Hotel DuPont, Wilmington, Delaware, and interacted with them. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The Indian community has distinguished itself in the US, making a positive impact across diverse sectors." He said, "It is always a delight to interact with them." After his Delaware stop, Mr. Modi will travel to New York, where he will engage with the Indian diaspora today. Aam Aadmi Party leader Aatishi was yesterday sworn in as Delhi Chief Minister. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office to Aatishi and her Council of Ministers at a ceremony at Raj Nivas. AAP leader Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat were also sworn in as Cabinet Ministers. Delhi's Chief Minister Aatishi has allocated portfolios to her newly sworn-in cabinet. The new cabinet currently has 5 members along with the CM. Chief Minister Aatishi will lead 13 departments including education, power and finance. Delhi Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj will hold the charge of 8 departments including health, urban development and social welfare. Gopal Rai will hold 3 departments including General Administration, Environment, Forest and Wildlife. Minister Kailash Gehlot has been allocated Transport, Administration, Information and Technology, Home and Women and Child Development departments. Mukesh Ahlawat has been allocated 5 departments including Labour and Employment and Imran Hussain will hold Food and Supply and Election. The Chief Minister has sent the proposal regarding the distribution of departments among the sworn-in ministers to the Delhi's Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena for approval. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is on the way to become the third largest economy by 2027, with the country's growth rate projected at around 7%. While addressing the 12th East Asia Summit Economic Ministers meeting in Laos yesterday, Mr. Goyal reiterated the country's commitment to strengthen the East Asia Summit Forum and acknowledged its role in promoting peace, stability and economic prosperity. In Japan, one person has died and 7 others are missing after torrential rains caused floods and landslides in the Ishikawa region of northern Japan. The local authorities reported that the deceased were swept away by rivers in Suzu, Wajima and Noto municipalities. Moreover, nearly 40,000 people have been ordered to evacuate after weather forecasters warned of major flooding in the region. About 18,000 people in the city of Wajima and another 12,000 in Suzu have been told to seek shelter in safe zones of Ishikawa Prefecture on Honshu Island. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country during the next few days. Heavy rain is expected in Odisha from today till Tuesday and in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Thursday. Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya are also likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall from Monday to Thursday. Chhattisgarh is also likely to see isolated heavy rain during this period, while Vidarbha and East Madhya Pradesh are expected to receive heavy rainfall from Tuesday to Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.